Backyard chicken farmers are transitioning from what was an incredibly hot summer to now cooler temperatures in the fall, and then soon enough they could be experiencing snowy conditions through February or March. Our three backyard chicken farmers have been there before, raising birds throughout southern Indiana's unpredictable seasons. In part three of our discussion, Jana Wilson, Alicia Kropf, and Tom Barrich talk about how they coped during the summer and what they plan to do to prepare their birds for the winter. One thing Barrich is noticing with his birds is that they aren't laying as many eggs these days as they were last month. As he and then Wilson explain, that doesn't really have anything to do with the changing temperatures.
It's not really a weather thing. It's a light thing.
Okay.
So you will get more eggs when there's more light out.
It's something triggers in their brain, the release of the eggs. It's the amount of light that they get during
the
day.
Yeah, the amount of light they get during the day.
Will trigger the fertility in the males and the eggs releasing, which is also fertility in the females.
Uh-huh. Right. So you, like commercial egg operations, keep lights on to basically never – I think of it – maybe I'm feeling a little bit too humane, but I think of it as they never let the chickens have a break. Like they keep lights on year-round and
right.
The chickens just lay. Our chickens lay pretty much year-round, but egg production tapers off greatly during the winter months. And then poof, it goes back up in the spring and we're all like, hooray, quiche.
Yeah.
but there's also another cyclical issue with especially the females, but the males as well, is in the fall when light is reducing, they also start losing their feathers.
Yeah.
And that's called molting.
Molting.
And one reason that their egg production reduces is because they're losing their old feathers and they're growing in new feathers. And that takes a lot of energy, a lot of protein. And so their bodies are gearing up to grow new glossy feathers that will keep them warm in the winter. So that's another reason why their egg production generally drops off.
Mm-hmm. So, I had one Twitter follower say she thinks her hens stop laying because of the heat, and she's wondering when they're going to start laying again. How would you guys respond to that?
I think that happens. I think chickens are prone to stress.
Yeah.
They can be prone
yeah.
to stress. And heat could affect them, especially mm-hmm. depending on the type of bird. There are some birds that weather heat better mm-hmm. during that heat spell this summer, that horrible 2 weeks that was 110 degrees or something. We moved all our birds into our basement in our house.
Wow.
Our basement opens to the backyard. It's a garage door, but it'd be an easy 15 to 20 degrees cooler in the
wow.
in there. And it was kind of annoying to like every day, but we only had five, you know, so we could do that.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that.
What did you do in those hot days?
Well, I live in the woods mostly, so I had a lot of shade, but this is interesting. I discovered that some of my birds were interested. I have large feeding pans, those black plastic pans with maybe 4-inch sides. I was putting out extra pans of water in my different pens. I have like five different pens. I've separated them. And I came home one day and saw a bunch of my birds standing in the water.
Hmm.
The chickens do not like to get wet, and it actually is not good to get them wet. But they went and stood in the water, and that was a way of cooling off for them. But, I mean, other than that, there's just not a lot you can do. You can try fans if you're in a place where your chickens can get air. But
some people I know would buy big bags of ice and just put, like, dump the bag of ice
you can,
in their coop, and chickens might sit on it or
they
something,
might
you know.
Go
I don't
near
know.
It. Mm-hmm. Actually, in the winter, I'll tell you, when it was really, really hot, I put frozen water bottles in several of my coops at night because I felt so bad for the birds. The coops were really hot.
Mm-hmm.
That was my chicken air conditioning. But they liked it. They liked it, and they went into their coops because before that I was having a problem of my birds didn't want to go in at night.
Right.
And so they would try to go roost on top of the coop.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, it's either, you know, be too hot or be dead. So
with the water in mind, even though you – obviously your chickens need to have plenty of fresh water, but it's not a bad thing during the really hot days to switch that water out because it gets
good
to be
point.
Like – it gets to be tea by the middle of the afternoon.
It does, yeah. Good
so
point.
Just put
especially
in more cold water.
Metal waters, it gets hot.
My birds actually take more dust baths in the summer. In fact, I would put out trays of water thinking they might take baths, but they really, really much prefer to dig their own hole in the ground and roll around in it, and that's where they would sort of wait until the sun went down.
So they have their own coping mechanism.
They have their own coping mechanism,
yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had questions about keeping their birds safe and happy when there's snow on the ground. So let's talk about that. Freezing temperatures, what do you do to keep your birds warm?
most people are really worried about the winter, but what we've just been talking about, the summer, is a lot harder
Much
on
worse.
Chickens
really?
Than the winter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, did you lose birds? We lost one who just dropped dead of the heat.
I did
really?
Not.
Yeah,
think of it as wearing a down coat in 110-degree weather, and that's what you've got. Their little bodies are covered with feathers. So most chickens do quite well in the winter until it gets, you know, to be below zero. The best thing you can do for a chicken in the wintertime is keep water, a source of water that's not frozen, and keep their coops dry. Humidity and wetness and dampness is much harder on the chickens than the cold weather.
Then
my chickens are outside for the most part the entire winter.
Do you change their diet at all for the winter?
I will give them a little more corn.
Yeah, same here.
Because corn is carbohydrates and it's, you know, they burn it quicker. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like carbo-loading.
Yeah.
It's like carbo-loading for chickens. So I do give them a little more corn. They eat more, I think, sometimes in the winter than they do in the summer. So I make sure they always have plenty of food.
You touch on a really good point, and it's all over the chicken forums, some of the online ones, is that in winter people get very concerned about their birds being cold, and so they will completely close their coop up and ventilation. Like a chicken does much better in a colder coop with lots of ventilation than letting all, because they're very watery. You know, they don't pee. They have this watery poop. They take in a lot of water during the day, and you put them in there, and that's just a hotbed for disease. One of the things we always talk about with my girls is that chickens are birds, right? They have this kind of lizard-like connection to dinosaurs and stuff, and I don't know exactly how scientifically true this is, but we may have read it somewhere. But their body temperature changes. How they regulate it with the seasons. So, for example, if you heat your coop, right, and it's the middle of winter and suddenly your electric goes out and it's not heated anymore, you have a higher chance of all your birds dying because they're regulated their body temperature to acclimatize. So it's much better to have a dry space, like Jenna was talking about, that they can get into for shelter and let their body temperatures fluctuate with the cold. We've never lost a bird to cold.
No.
Actually,
I have not.
But we have to heat.
Yeah, me neither.
Now, I will say, I raise a bird, which is from the Mediterranean, the Sicilian buttercups. They have very large combs. I have had problems with frostbite on my males. They have those very large combs. In the summer, it's fabulous for releasing heat. But in the wintertime, you have to be on occasion, I will bring in my males to a shed that does have heat to keep their combs from being frostbitten because that can cause all kinds of other problems. Mm-hmm. And I will say, putting Vaseline on the comb does nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
I've never found it to be helpful.
My daughter will go out and put Vaseline on the Orpington. I don't know if it's ever helped. She's never had frostbite, but she does go out every winter and do that to her comb.
Here's the thing. She's out there massaging. That's a piece. It's a skin with the blood flowing through it. It's probably helping that. And also, you're out there looking at your birds, and I think that's what's really important in the winter and the summer is to spend time with your birds. You don't have to have a fancy coop, but if you are aware of how healthy your birds are and
just socializing with your birds just in general is a good thing too.
How can you not, though? I mean, that was our big surprise, I think, with birds is my daughter wanted them, and we all fell in love with them.
Like,
we just go out there. They just make me happy.
Me too.
To see them kind of doing their thing.
Yep. Yes, chickens have personalities.
Totally.
They do.
Absolutely. Yes, they do.
Wow. Yes.
It's all about the chicken love, really.
Dogs. Different breeds have different personalities.
Mm-hmm. And there are individuals that sometimes you'll run into a jerk every now and then. Just like people.
Just like people. That's right.
We got time for one more question. Looks like this goes out to all the people out there who want to start raising chickens for the first time. You guys have had a lot of experience with it. Give them one tip. Tom, we'll start with you.
Okay. Find somebody who already has chickens and start asking questions. I think you'll find it's probably a little bit easier than you may think. You probably won't have to do as much research as you're expecting, but just word of mouth advice is better than anything else.
Okay. Yeah. I second that. I'll add read. Research and read, and don't just jump in without really knowing what you're doing, because you make a lot of mistakes. We all do, even when we read. But you don't want to have that at your chicken's life. So do a lot of research too.
One piece of advice would be, if you are at all interested in it, just take the plunge, and know that you're going to lose some birds on the way, which may sound callous, but it's just going to happen. Chicks just drop dead. You can look at them and one of them falls over and you're like, huh.
Yeah.
And just know that up front and go forth.
Alicia Kropf, Jana Wilson, and Tom Berich, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It was fun.
Yeah, totally.
You can hear our entire roundtable discussion about raising chickens in your backyard on our website. In part one, they discuss how chickens can help and hurt a garden. And in part two, they talk about which predators cause the most trouble for their flocks. Find it all at eartheats.org.